Well, Jacqueline, here we are. It is the beginning of a new season for us with new topics. We got a slate of new things that we're going to chat about, but it's just exciting to be back and chatting with you.
Yeah, Brandon, I'm so excited to be back. I just can't believe we've had great encouragement from our listeners over the last year. And yeah, it's great to be back. We're excited, like you said. We've got some great topics coming up. And just to hit some of the highlights, we're going to talk about pornography in women. We're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about adult children and where we all fit in that. And so I am excited about unmasking some of these topics between us, our generations, because only we matter, right?
Exactly. And that's a reminder for our listeners, is that's the whole lens that we're looking through this is trying to look at different generations and how maybe we handle these topics differently, and how we can help each other and strengthen each other rather than a divide that can happen where we war against different generations. I was reading that, the millennials are now the largest voting group in Canada. And the largest working force in Canada. And you can easily make that a war, right? You could easily make that a war and talk about how we do things differently, so it's great to come to this podcast and say, well, how can we actually enhance each other and help each other out rather than just be at war of your generation this and your generation that, and we begin to squabble rather than be helpful for one another.
Yeah, I think that's really great because, you know, we really do need every generation because it helps us be accountable. It helps us, it challenges us to think outside of what we know and be open. We don't have to agree on everything, but we need to be open to understanding and dialogue. And I'm really excited to talk about the screenagers, which are, you know, it's a new term. I don't know if you've heard it, but that was brought up to me. Yep, the screenagers. So, I mean, I'm excited to talk about all these things, learn from you, and hopefully you can learn a little bit from me too.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, let's dive in.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter. Are your texts sideways? I'm just curious.
They are, because my phone, I've got the panoramic.
Oh, because it's your phone.
Yes, because it's my phone.
Right. I have you on my laptop, so. Yeah.
Well, had I been on Skype, it would have been much easier. Right. And I couldn't figure it out, and Bill was busy, and I just didn't want to keep bothering him. I'd already bothered him.
Bill was busy?
I don't get it.
He's not busy.
I know. Yeah. Isn't he at my beck and call?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what that ring on your finger is.
Well, okay, let's broadcast that. My ring signifies beck and call. That's why you have two rings.
You have two. Oh, right. Yeah, totally.
Right?
The first one is the beck and call ring. The second one is the vows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why the men don't have the beck and call one.
Oh, I see. Okay, it's just the vows. Yeah. Okay.
We just have to.
And how can we spin that into a podcast?
It already is.
It's recorded, right?
Who knows?
Because I think, that's really good. Did we decide we were going to talk about marriage?
I don't know. We didn't. You just sent me things.
I did.
And then I sent you one or two things back. But
yes, we should do this one. I'm reading this book, and it's called "Doing Life with Your Adult Children."
Yes.
And, one of the things that I got out of it, oh, and let's just put a plug in there for Jim Burns. And I think, yes, it is geared to people in my stage of life where we've been married for 25 to plus years. I mean, Bill and I we just celebrated 30 years. But
congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I'm thrilled, happy about that. It's geared to, parents with adult children. And, he had so many great things. I'm not quite finished the book, but, it's been a really good book for me. And good reminders, some good things to just say, hey, you know what? I really need to reevaluate this. Or I need to reevaluate whatever, you know? So, I mean, it was good. Like, one thing that I thought about was be nice. His quote, and I have probably said something similar in my own words, but his quote is, be nice to your children. They will most likely be the ones to take away your car keys and usher you to the convalescent facility.
Wow. Okay, let's just get into some truth.
So let's dive in. So do you think that's true?
Well, there is like that responsibility that happens of children, of adult parents, especially aging parents, right? Mm. That I feel like I've seen this so often, probably working in a church, but even with my in-laws, right? Watching them work with their parents and try to talk with their siblings about, well, what do we do? And it does sound a lot like you're, it doesn't sound like parenting per se, but there are some elements of that where it's like you're making decisions for somebody else when they used to make decisions for you. And just because of the incapability of it as you age, and some people, right? There's some elderly who are very, very capable. I've talked about this 93-year-old man that I used to talk with all the time in Vegreville, and no one makes decisions for him. Like, he is 94 this year, and he's on it. And he'll probably just do that until he just stops breathing. But, like, yeah, some people, whether it be, I don't know, mental issues, our memory can sometimes fade with age, then someone has to make a decision for us that we're putting our lives in danger when we aren't capable of making that decision. And I would, you know, I would hope my daughters would be able to do that for me. Yeah.
Well, and be kind. I remember when we had the conversation, you know, my parents have passed now, but I remember the conversation of talking with my siblings and saying, you know, I'm kind of thinking we need to address the issue of my dad driving.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm not going to be the one to have that conversation with him, but I'm going to be the one that is instigating this conversation amongst us.
Right.
And I think too, you know, knowing your place in the family to what needs to be said and who needs to be saying it. I think that's really important. I think we need to, be really more aware of the older generation. And I was thinking about that too, because I don't remember my parents necessarily thinking about that with their parents. Now, I know I was younger, and I totally get that. I know that, you know, my mom would go and visit my grandpa and grandma every once in a while. They maybe went more than I did. But I don't remember them ever having that conversation about taking keys away. Or I do know that they helped move them into a home for better care. But I don't think it was as big of a deal as it is now. And I remember when I was, you know, 20 years ago, that whole term of the sandwich generation. Do you ever remember hearing that?
No.
The sandwich generation. It's you taking care of your parents and you're taking care of your kids. And so you're sandwiched between two responsibilities.
Right.
Really, you don't know that term.
I don't know the term, but I know the concept, the stage of life.
Yeah, interesting, interesting. So I guess I do have about 20 years on you.
Maybe.
Your parents were the generation, the sandwich generation. They were looking after you. But I remember that, you know, it's like thinking about my parents and what their needs are, and they did the best they could, but, you know, some obstacles, just health and life obstacles were starting to come in. And then you just had to, you know, gently step in, because you can't take away their dignity, right? And taking away their independence is huge. I mean, nobody wants that taken away from them.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, I thought anyways, that quote from Jim Burns from his book, Doing Life with Adult Children, was just really, it was good. And I also liked, there's many things actually I liked, but one thing too, he said, people learn best when they talk out loud. And yeah. that's not, you know, anything new either.
Yeah,
that's happening
yeah.
in the world. I think people just naturally do it, but I don't think they know that, you know, truly when you discuss it, I'm a verbal processor.
Right.
And so I know not everybody is, but a lot of people, if they just talk it out loud, they actually can hear. There's yeah. the connection between your words and your hearing and how that works in your brain, the science of it, that you can think through what you're saying and, oh yeah, you know what, maybe I don't want to do that or whatever.
Yeah, so. Totally. I think so. I think that helps. I don't think it matters who you are, but you just do it in a different way. Maybe if you're less of a verbal person, but I think that's why education is framed that way. Once you get higher in education, besides sciences where you're trying to just be in the labs, but you still have to discuss it, right? You still mm-hmm. have to defend your thesis. You still have to, in classroom setting, it is more about the discussion and the peers around you rather than an instructor teaching all his or her material. It's more about, okay, we've all done research. Mm-hmm. How can we discuss and learn from one another now? Yeah. So I think it helps. I think that's a part of who we are as human beings, being a creature who needs that communication and needs connection. Mm. It just makes sense to me that we would process well with others in conversation as well.
We're meant for relationship. We are created totally. For relationship. So that shouldn't be a surprise that that's what we get, right?
Yeah.
When you're talking with somebody and you're talking through it. And sometimes I know I had a text from somebody overseas and they made a statement of sorts and it was a question. They framed it in a question. And I just said, are you looking for advice or do you need to just process out loud? And it was interesting. I've started to do that more and more because I realize, I mean, everybody has an opinion. But sometimes, for that very reason, some people just need to talk it through. I just need yeah. a listening ear. Do I have yeah. a listening ear?
Right.
So, you know, this is a great topic about doing life with adult children. So I want to know, because we're on two different ends of the spectrum here.
Ends of the spectrum. You're in a middle spectrum.
That's right. I'm the sandwich generation, although my parents have passed. Not sandwiched and anymore.
I'm the next generation.
You are.
Yeah, so you had a question?
Well, my question is, how do you do life with your parents or yeah. your in-laws? Because they live closer to you than your parents.
Right. Right.
So I'm looking at it from the parent doing life with their children, but how do you yes. do life with your parents?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of that's framed right now for us, especially with my wife's parents is grandparenting, right?
Right.
What does it look like for them to be good grandparents for my children? Like they want to be. Mm. For me right now, it's a lot about what do I expect from them, because I've discovered I have expectations of what I think grandparenting looks like.
Interesting.
And then they have their ideas of what their life looks like and then what grandparenting looks like. I think I have expectations because I saw how my parents back in New Brunswick handled grandparenting right away with my sister, because my sister started having children before I left home and came out west. And so I saw how their method of completely involving themselves in every possible moment. And I think I expected that, even though I don't know if I want it or not, but I think I expected it. And so with Nadine's parents having more of more of their own way of, like, they have their lives, they have their work that's super involved, and they have, well, other, lots of other children all over the map too. So lots of traveling involved there, but it just wasn't quite as involved in that method that I thought. And I had to work through that of, you know, and I think I still do it to a point, but I think I had to work through that of, it's going to look different for them, and let them be the good grandparents that they are in their own way. So for me, I think the whole parenting thing is a lot to do with grandparenting right now, more than even simply parenting me or what that looks like. So, yeah.
Interesting. You know, one of the quotes from Judith Voist is, letting our children go and letting our dreams for our children go must be counted among our necessary losses. So what was interesting, and that comes from this point of view of, so speaking from a parent and having grown children that just got married, our last child just got married this past spring, and so both are married now. And, you know, there was a bit, nice plug. I see your cup, that Briarcrest cup, nice plug for Youthquake.
Sorry about that. Regroup now.
Are you kidding? That was not a sorry. You were totally doing that. So I think, because there was a bit of grieving for letting your kids go. And
yeah.
When you have small children, you have dreams for them. And the dreams are, there's nothing wrong. We're meant to be dreamers too, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it was interesting, just that quote, because you always have aspirations for your children, but then part of the letting go is you have done your job. Hopefully you've done your job and you've done it well, and you've trained them up in the way that they should go for who they are created to be, with their personalities and their characteristics. And then they do their thing. They go off and they do their thing. And it may not be what you thought when they were smaller, but it doesn't mean that it's not coming to pass for who they are meant to be, right? And I remember when the kids were small, I just kept saying, they are who they are for what is in store for them in life.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what that is. I mean, I had no idea, you know, one would be an auto mechanic and one would be a pastor. I had ideas, I had suspicions or thoughts or inclinations, but I didn't know. And there is a bit of grieving when you let your kids go. And I think, I didn't know that when I got married. But I look back and I go, yeah, my mom definitely grieved me leaving, and grieved the last child leaving. And, I think, you know, I mean, I did the same with my kids, you know. I'm excited for them. I'm excited that they found their spouses and their, helpmates. I'm very excited for that, for their life. But there's also that stage is gone where I'm not the woman anymore. I'm not the main female in their life, and I shouldn't be. I definitely should be taking a step back and taking the back seat. Why are you smiling? You're about to laugh.
No, I'm just thinking about, like, what my mom always told me was, you know, she would always say this line of, like, you know, Brandon, I'll always be your mom. I'll always be your mom. And I watched my mom really struggle with that letting go part. I think she was always happy with, like, what I was doing with my life, especially in college. Mm-hmm. She understood that to a point, but really struggled with the letting go part. And I felt that. I think we felt that tension to the point where, it caused a lot of tension between my mom and I. It was, whether it be how many phone calls she would make to me in a week or in a day, to the type of conversation, for a long time was basically, when are you coming home? Or, you know, those kind of conversations, like almost like a guilting to drop everything and just come back and be with her and be around them all the time. And so I felt that tension. Mm. And for my mom, there was a distinct period of time where she, almost was trying to suppress the feelings to the point of, I just need to forget about him for a while. Like, I don't know if she put it in her mind or what, of just like, okay, whatever, he's gone kind of thing. And so communication was very little. So I saw that pendulum swing of her trying to work through, what do I do with this? How do I grieve this? And let me be me. And that was I felt that tremendously through that time of her figuring out her new place in my life. That was a really hard time for us, I think.
Hmm. I'm sure it would be interesting in a future podcast to bring on one or both of my kids and just hear their perspective of it. You know, I was really intentional because I knew what was coming up with them getting married, because we only have sons, so I don't have a daughter. So I was excited about bringing two daughters into my life and into my home and having just a relationship with females and to pour in, knowing that they aren't going anywhere. Like, these girls are here for life. They're not just dating anymore, you know? And so I can actually, I can take down the wall of a self-protective stance, knowing they aren't leaving, you know? Yeah. And so that was very exciting for me. And at the wedding, in the reception for their speeches, I was intentional because it was really important for me to make this declaration publicly that I release them to their wives. And I think, I would like to think, and that's where it'd be really great to talk with the kids, but I think I've done a good job at doing that. And not that it's easy, because it's, you know, sometimes it's not. I mean, that's been my role for 20 some years, right? So yeah. I totally understand that. And, you know, I was thinking too, just reminded that unsolicited advice, whether it's good or not, usually comes across as criticism. And so it's so important for tone when you're dealing with your adult children. And and on the other side too, it's not just about us making the adjustment. It's about the kids making an adjustment, and still, hopefully, there's been a good relationship that there's still respect in.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.